Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you very much, Mary Traveland. Mary's with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, and they are the water garden and pond supply and swimming pool supply and all of that. And she's my friend, and she has that great voice. And I said, would you be my announcer, please, please, many years ago? And she said, you bet. And she has been, and she's my friend. So thank you, Mary Traveland. We're here to answer your garden questions between now and 11 o'clock. Last week, we had Dr. George Ray McEachin from Texas A&M speaking on fruits and pecans the entire program. It was the best we've ever had, and we have it on podcast at neilsperry.com if you'd like to download and tune in. That is neilsperry.com, and that's also how you find me on Facebook, by spelling my name correctly. And so we're here for the next 3 hours to talk about plants. Give us a call. Not going to go anywhere unless we get some phone calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? Randy Williams is running the boards for us. And I have not been over around the corner and in that studio, but I believe it is Charlie Trudeau is screening for us today, I believe I have it right, and I'll ask Randy to double-check that. Randy sees all, knows all, and I'm in a very different place in my life. So let's see. Oh, I need to tell you something that we did last night as we wait for the phone lines to fill, please. 800-288-WBAP. The Dallas Sidekicks retired Tattoos jersey last night, and I made a point of getting there with as many of my grandkids as we could get there. We took our children to see the Sidekicks 30 years ago, and we took the grandchildren last night, and we had a blast. In fact, you'll see some of the photos on my Facebook page. There was one very special part of the whole evening, and that is that one of our grandsons, and I had no hand in this, don't know exactly how it evolved, but he must have won a contest or somehow was selected to interview Tattoo post-game. They retired Tattoo's jersey last night, and a whole bunch of the former players came back to be alongside their buddy. And it really was, and his three children were there with him. And just seems odd, all the times that I've seen Tattoo just flocked around by little children, little soccer-playing children, and these are adult children, and it just didn't look right. You're supposed to have little kids, Tattoo, little 3-4-year-olds. But, wow, and genuinely nice people. Tattoo and Sagu, the goalie, were so nice to Alex as he interviewed them. Alex is 12. It's not an easy task, and you'll see some of those photos on my Facebook page. That was a lot of fun. So thank you for a house full of people celebrating a career well spent. He's the coach now, and they're doing great. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Brass. Brass is an adorable terrier mix who is looking for a second chance on life. Brass is 3 years old, was rescued by the SPCA of Texas from inhumane conditions a month ago, 6 weeks ago. This sweet boy came from a pretty rough situation. It takes him just a little while to get used to his new human companions. Once he does warm up to you, however, he's your best friend forever. They really work with their dogs at the SPCA shelter. They want to be able to advise you. These are their, and forgive me for using this word, products. These are what they are showing and offering to you. I can't really say sell, because your donation that you make covers the costs of the spay, neuter, and the vaccinations, but they're showing you their product, and their product is really special. And once Brass warms up to you, you'll have a bud. He loves going on walks, especially loves other dogs. Smart guy, would also love to learn some cool new tricks. He says, you got some tricks you can teach me? I need some tricks. So, what do you do? Well, you come out and you meet Brass at the McKinney Shelter, the McKinney SPCA, and I'll tell you how to find it. And Brass has a bunch of his buddies, and he would be almost as happy if you took one of his buddies home and gave them a permanent home. There are lots of wonderful dogs and a lot of wonderful cats at the SPCA Shelter, the Perry Campus. It's a beautiful facility. It is on Stacy Road, 1/4 mile east of Custer in McKinney. And Stacy is the old Farm to Market 720. But it's known almost exclusively now as Stacy Road, right there at the Perry Animal Care Center. Lovely place, open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and they invite you to bring your current dog that you have, your already family dog, out for a meet and greet. And let me tell you, if you have not adopted a shelter animal, if you've just been buying Snooty dogs, then you ought to adopt a shelter animal because you say, you know what, you're kind of cool. And they are. I've had 20 shelter animals. I've had one full-fledged bought Welsh Corgi. I just out and out bought a Welsh Corgi in a very difficult time in our family's life. And the vet said, that's what you need. And Ernie was terrific. And then I adopted a rescue Corgi after that. So I'm a believer. I'm adopted. And I'm a believer. The SPCA shelter, I want to give a big push because my success rate hasn't been as good as it was the prior 25 years that I've done this. I just want you to get out there and let them know, hey, Neil was talking nice things about you, because they really work hard at the SPCA shelters. There are two. That one is in McKinney, and again, it's on Stacy, just east of Custer. And the Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. It's new, also regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas puts all of their animals up for you to see on their website at spca.org/findapet. All run together. spca.org/findapet. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored today by the great people at Dallas Plumbing Company. I like these people. We had been customers of Dallas Plumbing for some time, for several years, prior to our ever having a chance to, my having a chance to do ads for them. And you're just seeing the results of one proud guy saying, I am so lucky to have these folks as a radio advertiser because they represent the best in their industry. I like that. They were founded in 1903, serving Dallas and Fort Worth continuously for 110 years, owned by the Downs family then and now. Four generations. Voted Best Plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning and Heating by Best Pick Report, and Consumer Choice Award for Business Excellence all the way through. You know their black and orange trucks. You've seen them in your neighborhood. They may be there today. And if so, you can say, wow, I'm glad they found Dallas Plumbing Company. They also do heating and air conditioning work, and they are a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. And these are the people who do all of our work. Dallas Plumbing Company. If you haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years, you can receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. If you're a new customer, same offer. They have a beautiful new kitchen and bath display showroom at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's DallasPlumbing.com. Dallas Plumbing Company, their phone number. 214-340-6300. They're the best. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. All right, everybody, let's go to our first call today, and that's going to be Buddy in Fort Worth. Buddy, this is Neil. Thank you for calling early this morning. How can I help you today? Hello, Buddy?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You're on the air. How can I help?
I collected some bur oak acorns this fall and put them in potting soil in a pot, and they sprouted. I moved them in the house where they get a little bit of sun, and they're up about a foot and a half high now.
Wow. That's fast.
Yeah, there's about five of them that I've collected, a bunch more than that, but there's about five that are that high. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, when is the best time to put them out in the yard?
All right, and you have five in one pot?
Yes.
All right. What I would do this in two steps if they were my trees. I would probably about, you could almost do it now. I would take them out of the pots, out of the pot, and very carefully. Maybe even wash the soil away from their roots to get all of the roots in place and repot them individually. They should have been planted one acorn per pot. And
it's a big pot. It's a 10-inch pot.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, because they're going to outgrow it within another month or two anyway. Okay. And so get them into their individual pots so that they can become so they can grow and fill the pot with their roots, and and then develop into nice small trees. Then at that point, you can plant them out into the ground. And I would think if you could grow them in pots this spring and summer, they'd be ready to plant out into the yard probably by October, which is the perfect time to get new trees planted. If you put them out now, they're going to be tiny and fragile, and they're going to get broken off. Whenever you plant them, if you do go ahead and plant them now, you're going to have to separate them, and I really wouldn't do that because they're too vulnerable. You're going to need to stake them. Put a stake alongside them to keep animals from brushing across them and snapping them.
Well, and I have some of the Wilson tree tubes. Are you familiar with those?
Or? Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that. I like staking better, but that's up to
okay.
you.
Okay, you just put a stake alongside it?
Stake alongside and tie it in one place just to keep it from flapping around. And also the stake serves to deter animals from banging into them.
Right.
If you do that if you do it in pots, and pots you're not going to have to stake them until you put them in the ground. If you plant them probably a much larger pot than what you have, probably in a 3 to 5 gallon pot, let them grow, then they could very easily be 5 feet tall by fall.
Really?
Yes, sir. I have a good grower friend who had 6 to 7 foot ones in 1 year. It's an amazing tree. It's one of the faster growing oaks. Very
wow.
pretty trees. You're on your way.
Okay. When can I take this pot outside?
Well, that's what I was hesitating about a minute ago. I would okay. not let it be outside if it's going to go below freezing. 35, 38 degrees, no problem. 25, 28 degrees, problem, because it's been acclimated to warm conditions. In another world, if you had planted these outside, left them outside, and they had come up and grown a little bit, you could have left them outside all winter because that thing is hardy to zone 3. It's hardy to the Canadian border.
Right.
So it's not a matter of normally having a winter problem. It's because it's been in a, so to say, a greenhouse during the winter, a warm house.
Okay, so repot them now.
Repot them, repot them now. Put them outside now. Put them outside now. Just get them ready. If you need to set them in the garage overnight in extreme cold, then do that. But they're ready to go outside.
Okay, and plant them in the fall.
Plant them in the fall when they're waist high or taller. You got to get them that tall. Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. All right, we'll come back to Mary in Arlington, and we will be talking crepe myrtles here in just a second. All right, here is my offer for you. I have never done this offer before in Dallas-Fort Worth. I did it yesterday on a statewide program that I do. I've never done this before this weekend, this offer. It is our best poster deal ever. And let me tell you about our posters. We have talked about them individually here in the past. I have 4 posters. One is the 100 best landscape plants. That's trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. The 100 best annual flowers. The 120 best perennial plants, perennial flowers. And the complete crepe myrtle variety list, 120 varieties. Now, these are 15 by 30 foot, inch, not foot, 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock posters. They are charts. They are colorful. They're beautiful, but they are ultra informative. It's like a big chapter in a garden book, each of these posters. The best landscape plants, the best annual flowers, best perennials, and all the crepe myrtles. And you have that to help you select the plants for your spring landscaping project. The posters are $10 each, plus $2 postage. So let's do the math. That would be $48. I can get them to you for $34 today and a subscription to my magazine, which is normally $23.95 over and above that at no additional charge. $34 covers the magazine, covers all 4 posters, $3 postage on it, and we have a deal. If you call before 11 today. I've never done this before. I'm curious to see how it'll work. You won't believe what a deal it is until you see the posters. And if you disagree, I'll refund every penny that you have spent. So call today. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. These are incredibly detailed charts of how tall, how wide, what color, when the bloom seasons are on the annuals and perennials, etc., etc., etc. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769.
Advanced Foundation Repair can repair almost any foundation problem with their advanced ProLift repair system. The repairs are guaranteed from owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. At the first sign of foundation distress, cracks in the walls, doors sticking, call the professionals at Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Or visit foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right. Thank you, Lynn, very much. Wonderful, wonderful school. Let me tell you right now, and welcome back, Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Great product and a fine company, and we're proud to have them here. If you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop weeds before they come up, take over your lawn. Bonide makes that happen with ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and nutsedge and broadleafed weeds like clover, creeping charlie are no match for Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and shoots of a weed, killing it before it can get started or after the weed has started to grow. It's available in convenient granular form for easier spreader applications. Weed Beater Complete is available at Plant Shed, all four DFW locations. Heights Nursery and Garden Center in Harker Heights, Texas, J&T Hardware in Winters. Stop by on your way home and pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete or visit bonide.com. To locate a retailer near you, B-O-N-I-D-E, B-O-N-I-D-E, ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Mary in Arlington, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a crepe myrtle that was here, of course, when we moved in, so that's it's probably 10, 15 years old at least. We've been here 11 years. Last year we noticed it had a lot of foliage but very few blooms, flowers. Mm-hmm. I noticed in the fall it did not lose all its leaves. The leaves are still on. The leaves died on the crepe myrtle. It did not have the little pods like we usually get where the squirrels come and feed on those. And I'm just wondering if it's dying or what.
Well, don't know. There are things that will cause leaves to die and not fall properly on crepe myrtles. Aphids are the biggest cause that I have seen. If you get a great big aphid population, you got to bear with me on this. This is about a 9-step answer that I can step through quickly. Number one, the aphid shows up in July, August, and the population swells. You get a bunch of sticky honeydew residue on the plant and on the leaves. It just, the little aphids exude honeydew and the leaves stick together. And then it's not uncommon for you to get spiders in there with webs that will tie the leaves together as they hunt for the aphids or whatever it is that spiders eat off crepe myrtles. And so all of that happens, and then the leaves don't fall, can't fall. They're stuck in place. And so you might look a little more closely and see if you see that. That's not a big indicator of a problem, other than the fact that you did have an insect at one point and may well have them again. They're certainly, you know, most of our plants have some pest here or there, and that's one that does bother crepe myrtles. Now, as to the non-blooming, crepe myrtles flower on new growth, so I need to ask you two or three questions. Did you prune these plants last winter?
No.
This plant? Okay.
No.
Are they in, is it one plant or more than one?
It's just one plant.
Right.
One
is
each.
It? I didn't know singular or plural from a verb. Is it in full sun?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I would use a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer on it this year, Mary. Don't prune
okay.
it. You don't want to prune it unless you have some branches that are just
dead.
Bizarre. Well, yeah, don't use the leaves as a judgment of whether they're dead or not, though.
Okay.
So do the normal modest pruning that you might do to a crepe myrtle. Certainly do not top it. And then put nitrogen on it. I'm going to say late March, right okay. as the buds start to become evident. It's one of the later plants to bud out. Typically, a crepe myrtle will die back 4 or 5 inches at its growing tips. And so just...
I'm writing all this down as you're telling me.
Yeah, be prepared for that.
We lost a crepe myrtle that was probably 50 feet away from this one, and it actually just rotted in the ground and died.
Yeah.
And that was 2 years ago. So, you know, that's why we were apprehensive about this beautiful thing.
I can't tell you what might have happened, because
mm-hmm.
in my years of being associated with crepe myrtles and in my 15 years of being associated with the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney and the efforts that we're doing, we've planted I think 15,000 to 20,000 crepe myrtles in McKinney so far, and I've never seen that happen, that a crepe myrtle just dies, a 15 or 20-year-old crepe myrtle. So there had to be some extraneous thing I'm not doing, but that's the best I can do for you.
Oh, thank
they
you so
they
much.
Should last 100 years, 200 years. They should last
thank
a long
so
time.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Mary.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Thanks. All right, let's see. I think I better take a break for the news and get Jerry in here and see what's happening. Let me tell you first about Arborological Services. These are the experts that your trees deserve. If you ever need tree care, tree service, these are the people that I go to. My trees see these people. They see the trucks drive in the driveway, and I'm sure if trees could talk, they say, hey, good news, guys, look, and gals, look who's coming. Here come our buddies. Arborological Services does the best work. They've won the awards. They have competed in the state competitions, the national competitions, and they win. They win, and they win again. They've won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 21 out of 31 times, and Miguel Pastanez was, I think it was 6th or 9th best tree climber in the world this past fall. That's pretty impressive, and he works right there at Arborological Services. For complete tree maintenance programs, for heroic saving of trees, fertilizing, pruning, cabling and bracing, lightning arrest, whatever it is, they are the best. With all of those certified arborists, they have 12 on staff. Oh, they're good. Here are phone numbers. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In Fort Worth and its surrounding area, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com, Arborological Services, Inc. on Facebook, and Twitter at The Tree Experts. That's Arborological Services, arborological.com. And now it's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and my friend, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. 55 degrees at 8:30. Kaufman County remembers a tough prosecuting attorney. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic and the Weather in Touch forecast. Well, we're looking for the clouds to start going away, and it's going to be breezy and mild this afternoon, kind of sunny with a high of around 70. Tonight, increasing clouds, and it's going to be much cooler, down to 41. Tomorrow, partly sunny with light winds and a high of 61, and then a chance of rain back in the forecast Monday night into Tuesday. Right now, 55 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch. Let's go to the ClassicChevrolet.com traffic center.
As you make your way through Grand Prairie right now, I-30 westbound at MacArthur Boulevard, the right lane is closed because of debris on the highway. And in Grapevine, roadwork southbound 121 at Highway 114. This report brought to you by Walgreens. This Valentine's, if you're at the corner of long-term relationship and short on time, Walgreens makes shopping easy with Hallmark cards and gifts, premium candy, and fresh flowers. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, a Texas prosecutor gunned down outside his courthouse office last month, being remembered for his zealousness in pursuing tough cases, love of flying, and the ability to tell stories. Unbridge turned out yesterday celebrating the life of Kaufman County Assistant DA Mark Hassey during a 90-minute memorial service at Terrell's High School Auditorium. No arrests have been made in the 57-year-old's slaying. Well, four people shot Saturday night on Bourbon Street in New Orleans in the midst of Mardi Gras celebrations. New Orleans police spokesperson Frank Robertson says they're questioning someone, but nothing definite yet.
The investigation is ongoing. We're still unraveling it as we speak. We are questioning one individual at this time. He has not been named a suspect at this time.
Three of the victims in stable condition. Another had to undergo surgery. Number of Northeast residents without electricity down to about 400,000. Utility officials say some could stay that way through tomorrow after a massive snowstorm. Emergency crews, residents still struggling to clear roadways and sidewalks after the storm dumped up to 3 feet of snow. We are looking for a high today of 70 degrees. It is 55 degrees currently. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Now, I've told you about Dalworth Clean. Dalworth Carpet Cleaning is the way I began knowing. You know how a very good friend changes names, or a business associate changes the company name. That's what's happened here. And it's just hard to get out of that old habit, and that habit changed 10 years ago. So I still refer back because it kind of shows you how they started. But they expanded Dalworth Carpet Cleaning into all floors. So like I say, they can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. We have new carpeting from Dalworth Fine Floors at my magazine office, and it is glorious looking. They are so good in what they offer you. So I hope that you will contact Dalworth Fine Floors if you need new floors. They're at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. You can drive right up and go in and shop around. That's 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Or for all of the floor care services that Dalworth Clean offers, all of that cleaning and resurfacing and everything, including a special of $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Cleaned. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 and then Metro 267-8433. 267-8433, because the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. It's dalworth.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, Larry in Dallas, next call up. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil, I've got a 4-foot chain link fence that's went at about 3 or 4 inches of my neighbor's 8-foot wood fence. Can I put some kind of vine on there that will not harm the wood fence?
Yes, there are vines.
6 hours of sun.
All right, I would suggest Carolina jessamine is the best. You don't see it as much as we used to see it, but I still think it's the best for that kind of a setting. Number one, it will grow in sun or part sun. It will grow in shade. It will bloom better if it has 6 hours, so you're good there. It will not have roots and invasive nature aggressive enough to do damage to the fence, the wood fence. On my monitor, I see that trumpet creeper was one of the questions asked. Trumpet vine, that one could do damage to a wood fence. It would get over on it, and it would tether the fences together. It would tend to weight down the wood fence, and and it twines. It would be a mess trying to prune it out of your chain link fence. I wouldn't go there, but the Carolina Jessamine would be much more refined and I think would be a better match for you. Cross vine would be the second choice. It's not going to hurt the wood fence. It would reach over and climb up it, as could the Carolina Jessamine. And then your third option is to use a cluster, a nice planting of shrubs or something in front of your chain link fence if you wanted to do that instead. Because you're going to be making a green wall out of the chain link fence, however you do this.
Do I plant it by seed or potted plants?
Potted plants from 1 gallon pots.
1 gallon pots.
Yeah, buy them in the spring. They'll be in nurseries in the next 2 or 3 weeks. In fact, they'll be in bloom at that time. It blooms early in March. And they'll be on little stakes. Tilt the stakes back, lean them to the fence, just let them touch. The plant doesn't care that it's not exactly vertical. It's not like you're planting a shade tree here. Just let nature will take its course. It'll start growing. Water and nitrogen will help it grow. If you can prepare the soil a little more carefully, Larry, like a planting bed, that will help it. It does have, eventually, the chance of iron deficiency. That's after 10 or 15 years, you may see it begin to need a little bit of iron. And if you can prepare the soil well ahead of time, you can avoid some of that.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. Lisa in Carrollton, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sperry. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm trying to try my hand at gardening. I've never done it before, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh.
I just got a small yard. I just moved in a new house, and the soil looks like it. I don't know what they did before, but it looks like there's bad chemicals in there. So I'm thinking, from listening to your show, I'm probably going to need a raised bed of some sort. But the problem is, I don't know how to go about constructing one, and I don't know how to go about planting. And I wondered, if you have one of your books that's for a beginner.
Well, my book is The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and it's been out for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Very little, if any, of it. If I were redoing it and just wanted to do a quick and dirty job, I could basically just take out one or two references to the soil sterilant Vapam, which isn't on the market any longer, and I think the book would be pretty much, I'd add one or two plants in, but it's very very accurate otherwise. In terms of I wouldn't necessarily assume that there are chemicals. People use the word chemicals in soil just because somebody else gardened.
Well, it was this weird white stuff and it smelled really bad, and since I want to grow vegetables, I thought that'd probably better not mess with that.
Right. You have any idea what the origin was?
I have no idea. This was a rental property before, and I'm not really sure.
Maybe you don't want to know. Yeah.
Probably not. No.
One thing that you could do is to excavate and remove the top 3 or 4 inches of that soil, and that would help relieve some of the angst. I can't address specifically what do you do if it's a nuclear waste. Without knowing what it is, I don't know what to tell you. The generic answer on constructing a raised garden is it ought to be 6 or 8 inches above the surrounding grade. For people with challenges stooping, bending, maybe wheelchair bound people, certainly a raised bed can be much higher than that, but to raise it an adequate height would be normally 6 or 8 inches. Now, there are all kinds of ways to do that. I have a couple of good friends who are retired A&M people who have really constructed well-built wooden frames. You can sit on the edges of them. They have 2x6 seating around the edges while you work or kneel on those, and they're up probably 8 inches high. I think they've used maybe 12 inches high, because I think they've used 2x6s on the vertical parts, on the to
right.
get the side walls. You'd want to have some kind of treated pine or redwood or something that isn't going to decay. I don't do that. I personally prefer a little more relaxed look. And what I'll do is go to the stone yard and buy some river rock that is volleyball sized or so, have it delivered, or if I don't need a lot, I'll just bring it home. Mm-hmm. And I'll very carefully place those as an edging around the bed, and they go into the soil maybe a third of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will mound over, like a top of a loaf of bread, my planting bed, and that works out really well, and it looks good. You can blend that into kind of a quasi landscape somewhere, so it looks good. All right, let me quickly cover two other things that will help you succeed. Number one thing, when somebody says, I'm gardening for the first time, start small. Right. I want you to succeed. I'd rather have you be thrilled with three tomato plants and a little bed of lettuce than disappointed in a big patch of corn and okra and watermelons. Those are space gobblers and are not very much fun because you end up with a lot of weeds in them, and corn is difficult because you don't get good pollination. So for all those reasons, start with things that you know are going to be fairly simple. Beans are infallible. Bush beans are really dependable, and leaf lettuce can be that, the quick maturing leaf lettuce varieties. Tomatoes can be very rewarding, and they're scale of 1 to 10, about an 8 on worry and work. Not bad. I mean, they're very good.
Right.
Not perfect. You do have to worry a little bit, but they're not a big problem. Peppers.
Would it be better to get to go from seeds, or should I get a little fledgling plant?
Plant by plant. With cabbage, which is planted right now, and Irish potatoes, those two are easy. Other than cabbage loopers that you need to watch for the insects, cabbage is planted from transplants, so is broccoli. I would not plant seeds. Irish potatoes from pieces of the potatoes. Corn and beans, well, you don't want corn, but beans, certainly from seed. Tomatoes from transplants. Peppers from transplants. Those are some of the easier ones that will work well for you. Lettuce would certainly be from seed.
Okay.
And it needs to be planted very soon also.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome very much. I appreciate it. Good luck. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Ann in Burleson. Ann, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Enjoy your show.
I do too. Thank you.
I have a extremely large oleander in the front of my house, and it is roof tall and about 4 feet wide. And it's just all the leaves are brown, kind of like an eyesore. The limbs seem to have green in them.
When did they turn?
I just wondered what would be the best way to treat that.
When did they turn brown?
When it froze.
All right. This is a plant that is on my never again list. I've had it. I'm not planting any more oleanders, no more bold cypress, no more wax myrtles. I'm just tired of the fuss and the disappointment and the very poor performance. Oleanders are beautiful, and I'm guilty like everybody else. I drive down the street. Dang, look at that old guy. Doesn't do a thing in his yard. Look at his oleander. And it makes me mad. And so I just decided, all right, I'll grow something else. I don't want to frustrate myself. The browning that you're seeing is winter damage. And this winter being the way it has, I doubt that has killed the twigs. You can tell by looking if the twigs, the actual ends of the branches, if they are shriveling, then that part of that plant has died. But I'll bet they haven't. I'll bet it's just the leaves, and I'll bet you get a bunch of new leaf growth coming out in the spring. Your ideal time to prune oleanders, if it were a perfect world, if these were down in Corpus Christi where they wouldn't have frozen, you would do your pruning after the big round of spring bloom in mid to late spring. As soon as that's over, you reshape the plants. You don't want to prune them very much right now unless you have to, because they're not going to bloom this year if you do that. So
they're so ugly. That's the
only
thing that I was worried
about. I understand. And kind of ugly trumps, doesn't it? It wins. So do what you need to do. It's not going to kill the plants, but I really would advise you not to cut a lot of healthy wood off. If you start cutting and you say, well, that looks shriveled, I think that's died, and then pretty quickly you get down into twigs and you say, well, those are not shriveled, that looks like it's crisp and bright green and moist inside, then I would stop at that point.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Neil.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty, we'll come back. We have James in Keller, Tom in Fort Worth. We head toward the western half of the Metroplex for just a few moments. And then we have open lines beyond that, so pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The offer that I have for you today is a very short-time offer because of some limited quantities on one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, but it is a great offer. Let me do it the way I did a few minutes ago, and that is to tell you that we have four very informative posters. These are huge wall charts, very colorful. You could easily hang these anywhere in your home and be very proud to have them hanging there. They certainly can go out in the garage and not be an eyesore in the garage. garage. I've seen your garage. It would help the place. And these are posters that are included the 100 best landscape plants. That's the best trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers. And it's a list of the best. How tall do they grow? How wide do they grow? What color are the flowers? And when do they bloom? How about fall foliage? Any particular problems? What is my A, B, or C ranking on each of these 100 plants? When you go to the nursery, you can check this list first and say, well, Neil thinks that's an A-plus plant. I think I'm going to get that one. 100, if you care to believe what I tell you, and that you're certainly at liberty to do whatever you want to. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. My buddy Bob Brackman from the Dallas Arboretum and now at the San Antonio Botanic Garden in top position, he helped me do this one, the 100 best annual flowers for Texas landscapes. 120 best perennials for Texas landscapes, and I had Jimmy Turner look that one over for me and suggested a few that I had not included. These are charts that tell you everything you need to know about when they bloom, where to put them in the flower bed border, etc. Crepe myrtle, complete variety list of all 120 varieties, including the 39 that we think are the very best of all of them. Now, you, each of those posters, normally $10 plus $2 postage, that's $12 each, times four, $48. And I'm going to sell them to you for $34, a $48 value for $34. And if you call now, I always wanted to do one of those ads. I will give you a subscription to my magazine at $23.95 at no additional charge. Figure it either way you want to. But you're getting a $71 value for $34 and $3 postage. But you must call before 11 today. I may take this offer away without any additional notice. This may be your only chance to get this. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Oh, of course, satisfaction completely guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs or in jail or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
All right, thank you very, very much, Christian. We appreciate it very much. Fine young man. I really enjoy doing those interviews at that school. It's a great school. I'll tell you more about it another time. Right now, I want to tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery. You know, I'm sure the Encore people are saying, wow, I'm glad I'm not in New England right now. This is a company that is charged with the responsibility of getting the electricity from the power plant to your wall socket. This is the company that has to do that, and they have 100,000 miles of electric lines that they have to keep clean and working, and that includes all the vegetation, everything else, and that's a huge responsibility. You want to take that on sometime? Well, you probably don't. Be careful what you wish. Encore Electric Service Delivery does advise you to be very careful in working in your yard because they realize that when people go out into their landscapes, they can put themselves at risk. You need to be 10 feet away from power lines. If you have any issues about a project you're trying to do, give them a call ahead of time. Better be safe and make that call early than sorry. 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. 6862. They can help you determine whether you're about to take a safe step. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines because you can figure that out. They can become conduits right to you with that power, that high voltage. And if you are seeing a power line that's in contact with a tree limb, and if there's arcing or sparks or fire, you need to step out of that area immediately, carefully, and call 911. And then if you're going to be digging, you call 811 at least two business days before you start digging, and they'll locate the underground utilities for you. All of that from Encore Electric Service Delivery. The website, Encore.com. Encore.com. James N. Keller, this is Neil Sperry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
I'm calling about stickers this morning. I've got about 3/4 of an acre and trying to battle those things. Is it time yet to go ahead and put the, I think you told me, dementia or halt?
Well, it's dimension.
Dimension,
yeah.
Okay.
I-O-N at the end. It's completely different meaning. You don't go in and ask for dementia. Believe me, it's delivered to you. Yeah. No, I think you're too early. Ideal time, let me say this because I'm being asked everywhere I go. Steve is 2 calls away from you from Gainesville. Same question. Dimension and Halts are the two pre-emergents that are commonly sold. Baylan is another one that doesn't last quite as well, but those are two that are known to last 90 days. And the typical timing, wherever you are in Texas, wherever you are, you need to know what is the average date of your last killing freeze. And in Keller, it's going to be about the middle of March. Give or take 2 or 3 days, it's going to be March 17. Now, some people may argue it's March 20, and some people might say, oh, it's going to be earlier. But the average date is somewhere around the middle of March to the 17th, somewhere in there. All right. 2 weeks before that is the time to apply a pre-emergent. So that's going to put you in the first week of March. Here's where now I will negotiate. When we get closer to that date and they're saying we're going to have unusually warm weather, then I'll be willing to move it up by 1 week. But I'm not going to do that this far out. There are people that have been asking me for a month now about putting up pre-emergent weed killers, and it's about to wear me out. I didn't mean that to slam you because you hadn't heard all those other people. They were out on the street. But anyway, wait another couple weeks.
Okay, we had that 78-degree day the other day, and I'm like, am I getting behind?
I understand that, but they're talking about 41-degree night tonight, and that shuts it down. You're going for crabgrass and grass burrs, and they're not going to germinate at 41 degrees.
Where's the best place to an organic store? Are they going to have these products, or am I going to have to go somewhere special to get them?
Not special, you're just going to have to go to a store that sells mainstream garden products. And I'm just talking about standard insecticides, the ones that are completely and totally registered through EPA. Some of the organic things that I see are hooey. Excuse me, they don't work, and they don't have, a lot of them don't have the same labeling because claims are not made directly on the container, so they don't have to prove that they say they'll do what they say they will do. They put a sheet on the countertop beside the container, and EPA and state registrations require that the label that is on the container give the instructions what it's going to do. They use that sheet that's laying there on the counter to do it. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that is skirting the law. And I don't touch those things. The ones I mentioned to you are inorganic. They are not organic. If you're going to go organic, I think you're going to use a burlap bag and pick up the grass burrs.
Okay to put out some corn gluten meal with this stuff?
All right, that's the one I was going to tell you about. I have a research study from Washington State University, Dr. Linda Chalker Scott, I think is her name. I have it on my Facebook page as a note. I have it on my website. It's a research report that shows that has never been proven outside the state of Iowa, where the patent is held by Iowa State. Iowa State's a very reputable research institution, but it does not work reliably. I put that comment up on my Facebook page and had post after post, dozens of people say, I used it, spent a ton of money, no good results, not happy with it. The timing is too precise. You have to be right there. So there are all kinds of reasons that I will not accept that as advertising and will not embrace it as a product I want to support.
Okay.
You pulled a chain. You really pulled a chain, James. Sorry, that was your Sunday morning sermon. Have a good day. Yeah, I'm happy I'm happy with my recommendations. Thank you, sir. We have less than a minute, so I'm not going to try to take another call right now. But I will tell you, if Tom, I love your question. An apple tree that has red bark, is that normal? I really want to talk to you about that. Steve, I've covered you up there with the answer. Dimension or Halts in Gainesville, you'd be in probably the 10th to 20th of March, and then 90 days later. And Keith in Fort Worth, we'll talk about your acorn. Stay with us, if you will, please. We have two more hours. Love to have you stay. We have lines open at 800-288-WBAP. I'm Neil Sperry. Join me on Facebook. We'll talk about that, too.